Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be addressing a question regarding an important problem that a lot of people often ask, and that is this. Why is it that God is the sole being who governs the universe and in general, and specifically human beings? Or why is it that nobody has the authority to govern other human beings besides God and without His permission? We can answer this question in the following way. First of all, we have to understand what exactly we mean by the being that governs something else, or what does government imply? The person who governs is a person who has power over the lives, the wealth, and the property of the people and the beings that he governs. And he has the authority to interfere in the affairs of the society that he governs, which he does through commands and prohibitions, as well as the appointments of the appointment of certain people to certain posts, or their removal from them, as well as the delineation of certain laws, the limitations of those laws, as well as the expansion of those laws, and other things as well. Cool. So this then is the meaning of the person who governs, or the meaning of government. At the same time, we know that this function, with the description that we just mentioned, demands that and necessitates the person who has this characteristic and this function has an authority over the person that he governs. Otherwise, if he doesn't have power, legitimate power and authority over the person that he governs, then these actions that he performs, the influence that he exerts over society through these means, will be considered an act of oppression. So it's necessary for the person to govern to have legitimate authority over the person and the people that he governs. At the same time, this legitimate authority stems from and emanates from this person either owning the thing that he has authority over, or if he doesn't own them, at least he has the authority to nourish them and to oversee their affairs. So we come to the conclusion that the person who has the legitimate power to govern is the person who either owns the person that he governs, or is the lord of the person that he governs. At the same time, we know that there is no owner of anything, any true owner of anything besides God, and he is the true lord of everything, because he is the creator of everything. So therefore, we can come to the conclusion that nobody besides God has true and legitimate authority over anybody. And therefore, the true governor, the legitimate governor of all beings, is limited to God Almighty. In the Holy Quran, we see this argument reflected in Surah An'am, verse 57. Allah says, أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا فَاللَّهَ هُوَ الْوَلِي. Have they taken authorities besides God? This is, well, God is the true authority. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at God's governance. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.